In downtown Milwaukee, there's an old hotel where the elite used to meet. Now this plush yet shabby monument to a bygone era has become a haven for the harried, an ashram for the adventurous, and ground zero for the gallivanting. Step inside and join us for another fun-filled episode of Hotel Milwaukee! This program is produced for Wisconsin Public Radio by the Turner Ballroom Preservation Trust in support of City Year Milwaukee. Tonight's musical guests include the Gina Salzer Trio, Terry Kaufman and Friends, and the Five Card Studs. Also, historian John Gerda and Lindsay Lara from City Year Milwaukee, not to mention the out-of-working-class hero, Mr. Art Kambalik. The Hotel Milwaukee House Band with Adi Kola, Adi Dapo, and Dean Lee. And of course, the transcribed adventures we call Tales from the Hotel Milwaukee. Hotel manager Ken Kendall is in his doting uncle Wendell Kendall, the Hotel Milwaukee's desk clerk and notary public, are manning the front desk and chatting about Ken's new curious discovery. Ken is bursting with excitement as Wendell asks his nephew about Ken's newly found treasure.
My goodness, Ken, that's a huge briefcase you have there. You've done it, by gum. You've finally learned how to look like a very important person. Uh-huh. Attaboy, nephew, attaboy.
Uncle Wendell, this isn't a briefcase. Don't you recognize this? You know what this means, don't you?
Unfortunately, it's all becoming clear to me now. You found that blasted accordion.
I totally think the floral pattern looks kind of nice, you know? Awesome little pansies up and down the halls would, like, totally blow everybody's minds, dudes.
Oh, I don't know, dude. You don't think it's too garish, do you?
If I may throw my 2 cents in, I don't think it's garish at all. Why, I happen to have the very same pattern in a low-cut cocktail dress that I like to wear for Navy Week.
Thanks, miss. Dude, let's go with the stripes.
Awesome. You're the boss, lady. Yeah, man, I'll get right on it as soon as Ken gives me some moolah.
What has going on here, you three? Uncle Wendell and I have just been talking about how exciting it is that I found my accordion.
Well, that's nice, dear. Just don't play that thing around the guests. Or small children.
What?
Or the elderly. Or any member of the armed services.
Oh, gosh.
Or people with ears. Be kind to your fellow man, please.
And fellow women, don't play that thing around me, too. It makes me crazy.
Oh, wow. You don't like the accordion, Miss Dude?
Au contraire. I think accordions are dreamy.
Oh.
I just get a little crazy whenever I hear a man playing the accordion. I can't control myself and do a hoochie-coochie dance that looks a little like a chicken being tickled.
Whoa.
It's embarrassing.
you want me to play a few bars of the beer barrel polka?
Yes.
No.
No.
No. No.
No. No. No. No. No. No.
Ken.
Oh, I was just cleaning out the toilets and I found this letter addressed "Open immediately, time sensitive material." I think it's for you.
Well, give me that, Hattie. This letter is postmarked 3 weeks ago. Why am I just getting it now?
Oh, say, are you accusing me of withholding your mail?
No, but did you?
Yes, I don't like the look of the envelope.
What?
But I've mellowed over the past 3 weeks.
Give me that. Oh. The producers of the hottest talent search in America... You've got it. America wants it. Have selected Hotel Milwaukee as the next live remote location for filming. We would also like one of your staff members to participate in the talent search. We have to leave it up to you to figure out whose you want to use. Don't you see what this is? It's a sign. It's a sign, I tell you. On the very day I get this letter, I find my old accordion. I'm going to be a star. I tell you, I'm going to be a star. This is the day I'll remember forever. What's the date again?
The 4th. Today's the 4th.
Oh, my gosh. That means we've got one day.
Wait a minute. As a member of the staff and a member of the protected class of old lady cleaning women who have nephews who are employment lawyers, I cry foul. Who says you get to go on You've Got It, America Wants It? Have you ever considered that some of us have special talents, too?
Hattie is right. I've got something that America wants.
Yeah, you could say that again.
I've got talented type things working inside my head. Great artistic leaps that will make audiences gasp. A pyramid of actions intended to stir the hearts of men and women and children.
Miss, I never knew you were so deep and profound. What's your special talent?
Cheerleading. I've got pep enough for this whole room.
Yeah, and I'm a poet. I could class this joint up with some of my recitations. Here's a sample. There once was a man from Nantucket.
All right. That's enough. You can't mean to suggest that cheerleading and dirty poetry trump my accordion and opera singing.
Ken, I do think that's what they're saying. Now, fair is fair. I think we need to have a little competition to see who will represent the Hotel Milwaukee on You've Got It, America Wants It. I have no aspirations of fame and fortune myself, so I'll be the judge.
And I can help with costumes. As long as I'm working on Ken's, I might as well keep the sewing machine out.
And you, dude?
Huh?
I imagine you're interested in getting in on this whole affair, too, huh?
Oh, no way, dudes. That's not my game, man.
There's so much to do before we compete against each other. The stretching, the warm-ups.
The backbiting, the gossip-mongering about your opponents, the scandal creation so that I'm the last person standing.
Never mind all that. This has got to be on the up and up. The nation is watching the Hotel Milwaukee. Let's put our best foot forward and show the world what we've got.
Yes. Something special, Uncle Wendell. Something very special. Listen and learn and prepare to watch Ken Kendall become America's new talent sweetheart. And a one. And a two. Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Hotel guests, you're cordially invited to the hotel lounge, where Gina Salzer is about to perform.
Get anywhere if we keep living it like this.
That was Gina Salzer. You can find out more about her on her website, ginasalzer.com. Gina was voted best female vocalist in the 2009 Shepherd Express. Well, the entire staff of Hotel Milwaukee is on pins and needles about the nation's hottest new talent show, You've Got It, America Wants It. The competition is fierce as Hattie, Miss, and Ken gather to determine who will represent the staff on national television.
This is a family competition, and we expect good-natured, wholesome acts that show America that we at the Hotel Milwaukee are model citizens. Miss, would you like to show us what you've got?
My pleasure, Wendell. I would now like to lead you all in a cheer. I'm good, you're good, it's so good being good. Kick and shout it out. Hey!
Whoa! Oh,
good Lord.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was certainly eye-popping. But anybody see that birthmark?
See it? It almost knocked my good eye out. I haven't seen that much skin since I took a tour of the chicken processing plant. Talk about a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, good Lord.
Hey, what's up, dudes? Hey, did Miss just run out of here in, like, her birthday suit and stuff?
Yeah.
It's down to just you and me, Kenny boy.
That's right, Ken. Hattie and you are left to compete. Well, that is, unless dude wants to be a last-minute entry. Maybe you can sing a song or something, dude.
Oh, no, nah. Thanks a lot, Wendell, dude. But that's totally not my thing, man. Hanging paper is where it's at, dudes. Hey, do you fellas mind if I work a little while you compete for the glory and stuff?
Oh, by all means, dude. You're free to start, Hattie. You go right ahead.
Come on, Hattie, be a good sport. The ballroom needs to be redone. Besides, we would have had more time to prepare if you had given Ken that letter sooner. Come on, Hattie, it's the least you can do.
Okay, but I'm not used to this kind of forum for my poetry. Well, here goes nothing. There was a young man from Verona who looked and behaved like a stoner. He ate lots of Doritos and sat on his Cheetos, slapping a spoon on his...
Good Lord, Hattie, try another one.
Fine. There once was a rather large...
Hey, dudes, what do you think of the new walls, huh?
I think they stink. Oh. No one could hear my poems. How can I be judged fairly?
That's all right, Hattie. I think we've heard enough. Face it, you're not quite ready for prime time.
No, more like ready for jail time. Look, if you ask me, I'm the winner, Uncle Wendell.
I would have to say you are, by default, Ken. It pains me to say so. You know how I feel about that accordion.
No. You've made the right choice, Uncle Wendell.
Well, I suppose we'd better get you ready. Let's talk to Barbie about your costume. Why don't you harmonize for a bit, Ken? You've got a national audience waiting for you.
With pleasure, Uncle Wendell. With pleasure. Oh, sol mio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in the lounge for a performance by Five Card Studs.
Catch the Five Card Studs in and around Milwaukee by visiting their website, fivecardstuds.com. This week's special in the Hotel Milwaukee Coffee Shop is Saltines and Tap Water. A perfect mixture for a thin wallet. Let's munch and sip while we listen to that crusty curmudgeon, that cantankerous raconteur, that socially transmitted commentator for the Shepherd Express, Mr. Art Kambalik!
Whoa, hey there! Hey there, Artie! Artie Flippin' Kambalik.
Oh, son of a gun, Lem Ratke, taking a break from the taxidermy racket to help out behind the counter again, huh?
Oh, you know you got that one there right there, you know, Artie. You see the regular gal B?
Oh, yeah.
She had to call in, what you say, absentia, you know.
Absentia.
She, well, you know, she had one of those religious obligations to fulfill, she said there, you know.
You know, gosh darn it, Lem, you know, the religious obligation. Now, that's a good excuse.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh darn it. I wish I would have thought of using that one when I called in on what turned out to be the last day of the last time I had a regular job.
Oh, you know, a good excuse is the working man's friend, ain't it there, Artie?
You got it right there, Lem. And I'll tell you, unless you're itching to get canned and fired, do not, I repeat, do not call your boss and say you can't make it into work because the voices told you to stay home and clean all your guns instead.
Oh, isn't that something there, you know, Artie?
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, in this day and ages, that there are still those people who do not understand the importance, you know, of the proper care and maintenance of the firearms.
Hard to figure, ain't it, Lem?
Oh, yeah. Okay, then, Artie. So what'll you be having I can bring you there?
Lem, how about a nice cup of the blackest, thickest, and cheapest of whatever it is you're calling plain old American coffee today? Thank you very kindly.
Oh, yeah.
And by thickest, Lem, I mean, this coffee doesn't come with a spoon. You serve it with an ice pick.
You get it right there, you know, mister.
Oh, man, Eshevitz. What a world, ain't it, Lem?
Oh, you gotten that right there, Artie.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, how's life treating you these days, Lem?
Well, tell you, Artie, the taxidermy business, you know, she's a little slow this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but to tell you the truth, I'm thinking of maybe getting out of the taxidermy business and going into the international relations there, you know.
International relations? Isn't that something? That's a heck of an idea, Lem. Because, you know, you read the papers these days, and gosh darn if we couldn't use more people who knew how to relate internationally.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you take this terrorism, for example. You hear a lot of people say, oh, yeah, terrorism. Well, we got to fight the fire with fire. That's what we got to do. And I say, yeah, right. That's like what? You discover your kitchen's on fire, so you say, hey, my kitchen's on fire. I know what I'll do. I'll start my bedroom on fire to boot. That ought to take care of it, you know. Cripes, Lem, how stupid can you get?
Well, apparently plenty there, Artie. I kid you not, you know. And I tell you, these so-called terrorist countries, you know,
yeah.
The people there seem to me to be a pretty grumpy bunch.
Oh. Hey, I suppose they don't have much to be maybe cheerful about, Dana.
Amen there, Artie. Now call me lazy, you know, but I happen to believe that bombing the bejesus out of them is not exactly going to, you know, improve their dispositions.
I suppose not.
I think we'd have a lot better chance of turning things around in these countries if we was to fly over and airdrop a couple 300,000 maybe whoopee cushions for the people. Because I ask you, Artie, who doesn't get a kick out of those little rubberized fake fart bags?
Beats me, Lem.
Ah, you see there, Artie. Once the people gets the hang of how to use them, they just might think that, hey, the world's not such a bad place after all, you know.
Oh, that's a good point.
And I wouldn't stop there with just the whoopee cushion, though, sir, there, Artie. Let's put together what I would call the crazy care packages, you know, for all the laugh-starved parts of a globe.
Crazy care, now, spelt with a K, I'm thinking.
Darn tootin' there, Artie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you know what you get along with the whoopee cushion, you see, I toss in the squirt bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
The fake doggy doo-doo.
Oh, yeah.
And a complimentary translated copy of the Henny Youngman Beside Joke Companion.
Oh, yes.
With a book like that on the night signs, you know, those terrorists will be too busy wetting their pantaloons to go build weapons of the mass destructions and the underwear bombs, you betcha.
You betcha.
If we just go the extra 9 yards to put the fun into fundamentalism.
There you go.
We will have world peace. Yeah, they're already. And you know, it'd all just be for the cost of a couple $100 there of jet fuel. Ooh, I like the way you think there, Artie Kumbalik.
Well, God bless you, Lemon. God bless America. What the heck? Time for me to mosey on and see my friend and favorite bartender, Jake, who shall impress me with his talent for concocting the mother of all bourbon Manhattans. So thanks for the coffee and for letting me bend your ear there, Lemblematic. See you next time.
Hey, that was my pleasure there, Artie. You take care there, you know.
While Hattie stews over her bum wrap and Miss tries to wrap her bum after the staff competition, she's a pick for the representative for You've Got It, America Wants It. Ken Kendall finishes preparations for his big gig. Hair, makeup, and the right clothes are a top priority as Kim primps in front of his loving wife, Barbie.
Ow! Ow! Pumpkin! Are you sure you need to use so many pins? God, I'm feeling a little stuck here.
I wouldn't have had to pin it so much if you still fit into it, dear. You've filled out a bit since you wore this in your youth.
I've just grown into my voice. That's all. Nothing can stop me from becoming a big star.
Pardon me, senor, but I'm looking for a Ken Kendall. I'm sorry, but I don't speak Spanish.
No. Oh, my goodness. No, I don't speak Spanish either. No. I'm Ken Kendall. I'm just wearing a costume.
Oh, what's with the outfit? Is it Be Kind to Animals Week? Ready to give one of the bulls a fighting chance?
Oh, no. I'm not a toreador. I'm a singer. This is my costume. I'll be competing in You've Got It, America Wants It. They're coming to the Hotel Milwaukee for a live taping.
Oh, well, give me some skin, my friend. They have arrived. I should have known. I've seen everything from tap-dancing monkeys to rapping grannies in this job. Name is Hunter Paycheck, producer of You've Got It, America Wants It.
Oh, what an honor. I'm thrilled to meet you. This is my pumpkin. My wife, Barbie.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Paycheck. I'm responsible for Ken's outfit.
Don't worry, honey. I'll keep it on the QT. You seem to be a nice gal.
Well, let me ring for the bellhop to come and help you with your luggage, hmm? We're sprucing the place up for the big show. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Sounds great.
You rang?
Yes, Uncle Wendell. This is Hunter Paycheck, producer of You've Got It, America Wants It. Could you please show him to his room?
Well, certainly. It would be an honor. Right this way, Mr. Paycheck.
You rang?
No, miss. I rang for Uncle Wendell. Why would you think I rang for you?
Oh, just habit. I just broke up with my last boyfriend. He was a dog trainer, you know.
Wait a minute.
I miss him so.
Why, you're single? A dish like you?
That's right. And who are you, Mr. Forward?
Hunter Paycheck, Hollywood television producer of You've Got It, America Wants It. I'm single, too. Have you ever been a producer's girlfriend?
Only once, but the play was a flop, so it didn't last that long.
Want to try it again?
Just call me sweetheart, okay, Pookie Bear?
You're on.
Mr. Paycheck, could you indulge me for just a moment? I thought maybe you could listen to me before the big competition to let me know that I've really got it, okay?
Fire away, pal.
Okay. Here goes. Tor.
really.
Spirited?
Accomplished.
Allergic is what I was thinking. It sounds like your man is having some kind of allergic fit. I guess we need to turn to Plan B. The grade school principal is going to be so happy. Sorry, folks.
No, no, please, please, give us a chance.
Yes, it would just crush Ken if you ended up filming someplace else.
That's like, hear the stare. That strips my conscience bare.
What's that amazing
witchcraft.
Sound?
Heavens, and that's our dude. Frankly, I never knew he had such a fine voice. He's responsible for all the new wallpaper around here.
Well, get him off of the ladder and in front of a microphone. He's amazing.
Wait, you mean if we convince Dude to sing for the show, you'll still tape You've Got It, America Wants It here at the Hotel Milwaukee?
You've got it. Now work on Dude, because America surely wants that. Come on, sweetheart.
Okay, but I warn you, I don't kiss and tell.
Neither do I. That way I don't need to remember your name. Come on, let's have some fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, now performing in the bar is Hotel Milwaukee's resident jazz singer, Adicola Adidapo.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable. Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Don't change a hair for me. Not if you really care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day with you is Valentine's Day. When you open it to speak,
you is Valentine's. Each day with you is Valentine's. Each day with you is Valentine's Day.
Hattie Kolo Adedapo and Dean Lee on piano. You're listening to Hotel Milwaukee on Wisconsin Public Radio. So I gotta ask you something. What's with the red jacket? I mean, were you guys mad when you got here and found out you all bought your clothes at the same store?
Actually, no. I work for a nonprofit here in Milwaukee called City Air.
Oh, very good. You know, I think I've seen a couple of you guys around town. What do you guys do?
Well, we're actually building a new site here in Milwaukee, so that means we're recruiting a core for next year. We're building partnerships with service partners and schools, and we're just getting the word out about our program. But next year, we're going to have 55 core members on the ground here in Milwaukee at 5 schools. They're going to be tutoring, mentoring, and running after-school programs.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. You know, Milwaukee has seen a lot of energy around education in recent history, and it's great to see that that we're getting another program which will benefit kids. Which kids do you guys actually get to work with?
Well, we're actually going to be working with 3rd through 9th graders. Even though City Year is new to Milwaukee, we actually have over 20 years of experience working with children in schools. We've learned that every 26 seconds someone drops out of high school, and that adds up to about 50% of our kids who just aren't getting a high school diploma. We found that each one of those kids shows a certain indicator, which could be behavior issues, it could be failing English or math, or it just could have poor attendance. So we just try and attack all of these problems and become a presence in their life. So we make sure they're getting to school, we tutor them in English and math, and we're simply there for them.
It sounds like an interesting approach. It seems like you really try to attack the problem from a lot of different angles.
Right. Well, that's what we call our service model, whole school, whole child. We found that our kids' success isn't just measured by the grade that they get in class. It's really more about how they feel and if they have a support system. So that's why we really try and be there from the first bell to the last. We found that the only way to accomplish these things for our kids is by becoming a full-time presence in the school.
You said also that there are core members. And what ages are those people?
The core members are 17 to 24.
Let's say that I have a son that is just graduating from Marquette and he's in this age range. How could he learn more and get involved?
Well, we actually have open houses and service events. At one of our open houses, he could come and talk to core members about their past experiences, learn more about what he'd actually do in the school. He could even fill out an application there if he's interested. You know, you can't be a core member. There's lots of ways to get involved with City Air. Some people give their valuable time, some people give their financial treasure, but each one of those people makes a difference in the core members and the kids' lives that are part of our organization.
And how would they find out more?
They can find out more by going to www.cityair.org.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, with Ken out of commission for You've Got It, America Wants It, Wendell is forced to try to save the day by coming up with a suitable understudy. Dude's new discovery as a golden-throated troubadour makes him the natural choice.
Dude, do you have explaining to do?
Oh, okay, dudes. Okay, I might have totally used Ken's credit card to buy some, like, beef jerky and some grape soda on the way back from the wallpaper store, dudes, but I totally promise I was going to, like, reimburse him.
I'm not talking about that, dude. I'm talking about that singing voice of yours.
Oh, what about it, dude?
You're amazing. You're another Jim Neighbors.
Oh, dude. Thank you. I think.
Well, what I mean to say is that you never know that you have that kind of voice. I am truly amazed. Ken has been hit by a sudden allergic reaction to something in the hotel he can't perform on. You've Got It, America wants it. And the producer of the show is threatening to pull the plug on the live show at Hotel Milwaukee. Dude, you're our only hope.
Aw, man. Well, what about Hattie, huh? I heard she does, like, poetry stuff.
As the young people say, let's not go there, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, what about Miss, huh? I mean, doesn't she have, like, a special talent and stuff?
Yes, and it seems that she's refining that talent as the producer's new girlfriend.
Aw, man, so there's, like, no one else who can represent the Hotel Milwaukee on this whacked-out show, dude?
No one, dude. No one. You are our only hope.
Well, thanks for the offer, Wendell, dude. You know what? I'm gonna sleep on it.
No, you're not. Don't you understand what might happen, dude? The Hotel Milwaukee has a chance to be in the spotlight once and for all. We all have a shot at the brass ring. This two-bit fleabag flophouse might finally be something more than an also-ran on a hotels.com internet search. You'll sleep on it. You'll sleep on it. I don't think so, mister. This can be your defining moment in life, and you say, I'll sleep on it, dude. No. What are you going to be, dude, a man or a mouse?
Whoa. Wow, Wendell, dude, I didn't know this contest meant that much to you.
Well, frankly, it does. It means a lot to me, dude, and it should mean a lot to you, too. I can't believe you don't realize what having this contest happen at the Hotel Milwaukee will probably mean.
Oh, what's that, dude?
It will mean once and for all that Ken will be done with that blasted accordion, and we can throw the gosh darn thing into the lake. But you've got to go on stage and compete for that to happen.
Well, in that case, dude, I've got one thing to say to you.
Oh, what's that?
Let's find Barbie, dude. I need something to wear for the big show.
That's the spirit, dude. That's the spirit. I'm so happy you're on board. I feel like singing.
Yeah, me too. You want to join me?
You know, roll out the barrel?
Yeah,
roll
dude.
Out the
there you
barrel.
Go. We'll have a barrel of fun. Hey, hey, hey.
Sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll make your way to the hotel lounge, it's time for a performance from Terry Kaufman and friends.
I've seen rusty trucks out on the Mexican border. Old wrecks along Route 66. We were rusted hearts out on the highway. Abandoned souls that never could. You always had one foot on the platform, and the other one was inside that train. Never knew if you were coming or you were going, and that gave us so much pain. That gave us so much pain. Sitting by the roadside, in the hot Texas sun. Taking hits off tequila and coronas. Wondering which way you'd run. And in the old days you ran cattle from Waco to Reno. So in the spring I knew you would go. Pulling up stakes is so damned easy. Just like them ribbons of light that you told. Just like them ribbons of light that you told. And I often think of you out there mending fences. Your chaps and your saddle, they were your glue. And I suppose it happened when you were stringing them wires that I fell out of love. And your rigs are rusty and broken. There ain't no yellow rose in Texas no more. And my dreams and mistakes are now memories. And I don't look for you on the back road no more. I don't look for you on the back road no more. And you're never coming back from the Mexican border. We're just wrecks along Route 66. We were rusted hearts out on a highway, abandoned souls never could be fixed. Abandoned souls never could be fixed.
That was Wisconsin folk legend Terry Kaufman with Tommy Schwark and John Will Balsley. John Gerda, you old son of a gun. It's nice to have you in the bar. Can I get you something to drink?
Thank you. Something German would be appropriate tonight, Jake.
Something German. Yep. Why would it be appropriate to have something German to
drink?
This
is like doing card tricks on the radio, but if our listeners could see, we are in, temporarily, the Turner Hall Ballroom.
Oh, you're
right. This is where Hotel Milwaukee has moved for this incarnation.
Yes.
About 1,000 capacity, and part of what was the cultural capital of German Milwaukee at a time when Milwaukee was the most German city in the U.S.
Turner Hall.
Turner Hall. This is absolutely central.
Wow. That's amazing. It's a beautiful old building.
Surely is. And where it goes back, we have some fans of the hall in the hall. But this goes back to the 1850s when a number of Germans, largely people who were 48ers, who had been kicked out of the German states because they tried to revolt against monarchy. They came here and founded, among other organizations, the Turnverein, and they believed in a sound mind in a sound body. That meant turning, which was gymnastics. So part of it was what became gymnastics. Part of it was social life. There was always beer on tap here. There was always a game of sheep's head going.
I think beer and gymnastics should always go together.
Yeah, but turn responsibly.
Yes, yes, of course, of course.
There was also, in this ballroom, this was a venue for some major events in Milwaukee. Everything from balls, as you would expect of a ballroom, to strike meetings, to lectures, and back in 1903, there was a protest meeting here that was held to clean up the cesspool of municipal corruption. And this, now the capacity is around 1,000, they packed 3,000 people into this room to hear speeches in English and German. That meeting was a catalyst for a growing good government movement that was spearheaded by the socialists here in Milwaukee.
Wow.
The founder of that movement, the intellectual guiding light, was Victor Berger, who was a Turner. The first socialist mayor, Amos Seidel, was a Turner. Dan Hohn, city attorney, was a Turner. And on up to Frank Zeidler, who was the last socialist mayor from 1948 to 1960, he was a Turner as well. This building actually goes back to 1883 and was designed by an architect named Henry Koch, whose other projects included City Hall. This building is still very much in use. This is a funky but very functional venue for music. Good restaurant downstairs. The gym is still going full blast, still meeting halls.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, John, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jake.
Very good. Well, the day of the big show has arrived. Hotel Milwaukee has never looked better, and the staff has never been more attentive. Everyone is showing their support behind Dude in a huge way.
Dude, you're just about up.
I'm glad you finally decided to perform. The crowd is amazing. They're going to go just mad for you.
Aw, thanks, Hunter, dude.
Barbie, how's Ken? Still sneezing?
Afraid so. We've had to put a sneeze guard around his bed. It's not pretty, I can tell you.
Some might call this a blessing in disguise. Now we all get to hear Dude.
Well, that's true. And even I'll admit that Dude looks better in that rhinestone cowboy shirt I created than Ken ever did in his Toreador outfit. Everything worked out for the best, I guess.
Yes, well, almost everything. Sweetheart, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes, Pookie Bear. But just one minute. I'm trying to run a tight ship, and Dude goes on next.
This won't take long. We're breaking up.
Breaking up? But we just started dating.
True. But I realize there are some more important things that will always come between us, and I can't simply ignore.
Like what?
I just realized I like redheads. Dude, you're up. Knock 'em dead.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm sorry, Miss Dude. That was totally cold.
Use it in your performance, Dude. The pain of that poignant parting can inspire deep pathos in your song.
Oh.
Also, if you wouldn't mind tripping Hunter as he exits the stage, that would be swell, too.
Yeah, you got it, Miss Dude. Okay, gang, this is it. I'll see you on the other side.
We're proud of you, Dude. Thanks for being such a super team player. There's bound to be a nice bonus in your paycheck for this one.
Oh, no need, Dude.
Look, Dude is being introduced right now.
I'm happy to introduce the staff entry from the Hotel Milwaukee, all-around good egg, Dude. I'd like to point out that he did all the wallpapering in the hotel. And might I add, he does seamless work. In any event, let's bring him out. The newest singing sensation from these or any parts. The one, the only, Dude.
Yeah, cool. That's cool. Where'd these people come from? Hey, thanks, Hunter, Dude. That was a totally cool, like, rock star intro. Cool. All right, this is totally one of my favorite killer tunes, and I think I got to put this one out to one of my totally favorite killer dudes, who's really having a bad day today, all sneezy and snotty. So, Ken, Dude, wherever you are, Dude, just smile and cheer up. This one's for you. Oh, my goodness. In the twilight glow I see, oh, blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted,
I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Wow, look at that, miss. That's the performance of a winner.
He's dreaming. And look, everyone in the audience is in love with him.
They're all pulling out their cigarette lighters. It's as if dude's a rock star.
Wow, look at that blaze of light. It's beautiful out there. Dude is going to be a winner.
Indeed, this is a special day for us all, miss. A special day.
Someday, oh, my goodness.
When we meet up yonder.
Oh, good
it's
Lord.
It's raining inside.
That's not rain, miss. It's the sprinkler system. The heat from the cigarette lighter set off a fire alarm. What a mess.
And look at dude's wallpaper. Oh, dear.
Oh, Lansing, it's all peeling off. The paste isn't sticking.
Oh, Ken and I came as soon as we heard the alarms. Oh, what a mess.
You can say that again, Barbie.
Like a window, do something. Quick, before the whole place gets washed.
Still got the sniffles, Ken, my boy.
No. Afraid so. Don't worry. I'll be fine.
Wendell, Ken's beyond the pale. What should we do?
I guess this means there's only one thing left for us all to do.
What's that?
If you can't beat them, join them. Remember what Gene Kelly used to say.
What's that?
I'm singing in the rain.
Oh, yeah, Wendell, cool.
Singing in the rain. Glorious feeling.
Thank you for checking into Hotel Milwaukee. This show was written and directed by Jonathan West, with additional material from Michael Neville and Rip Tenner. Our executive producer is Pam Percy. The cast of Hotel Milwaukee includes Jacob Mills, Bill Clifford, Marcy Hoffman, Michael Neville, Rip Tenner, Gina Stillman, and Jonathan Wainwright. Our pianist is the irreplaceable Dean Lee, with house singer Addie Cola Hattie Dapo, drummer Matt Liban, and bassist Paul Jonas. Our technical director is Steve Gotcher for Audio for the Arts. Thanks to Turner Ballroom for the use of this fabulous space. And remember to support City Air Milwaukee. Thanks to Shepherd Express, Capriati Subs for these delicious subs. Thanks again to all of our fabulous and talented guests. And thank you for checking into Hotel Milwaukee on Wisconsin Public Radio.